This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and this is the May 23rd, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. It includes an article on the following topics: the spine and infection. Postoperative Mycoplasma hominis infections after neurosurgical intervention. A review article by Wesley Joseph Whitson and colleagues. Although Mycoplasma hominis is a rare cause of postoperative neurosurgical infections, it results in significant morbidity. Because it is an atypical bacterium that lacks a cell wall, it resists treatment with typical broad-spectrum antibiotics that act on cell wall metabolism. Mycoplasma is also difficult and slow to culture. For these reasons, recurrent abscesses are common and require repeat infection and debridement surgeries prior to accurate diagnosis and the institution of an appropriate antibiotic regimen. This leads to prolonged hospital stays. Fortunately, Mycoplasma hominis is very responsive to antibiotics such as doxycycline and fluoroquinolones, allowing for good long-term outcomes. The authors present a case of Mycoplasma hominis intramedullary spinal cord abscess after anterior-posterior cervical fusion for a traumatic fracture dislocation in a teenager. This case shared the aforementioned attributes with other postoperative Mycoplasma hominis infections. To avoid these morbidities, it is important for the neurosurgeon to consider treatment and testing for Mycoplasma species in any case with persistent infection, negative culture results, and no response to typical broad-spectrum empiric antibiotics. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.